What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody listening all over North America and every nook and cranny of the country. Everywhere. Thank you to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we've had a busy, busy, busy night. Thank you so much to Basketball Hall of Famer, Denver Nuggets legend, Alex English. Alex English joined us earlier on in the show. He has the Denver Nuggets winning the finals in five games. Can't knock him for saying that. We've talked about Jokic getting respect. We talked about Russell Wilson deciding before he was traded to the Broncos. He's like, no, I don't want to get traded to Philadelphia. The Eagles were ready to bring him on, and Russell Wilson said no. Probably in his best interest, Philadelphia would have eaten him alive. Adam Silver adding additional context to Ja Morant and his upcoming suspension, saying that, yeah, it doesn't have to do with him breaking any laws or Second Amendment rights. It has to do with him being an NBA player, him signing a contract that says you won't act like an ass. And so we'll see what that punishment sounds like. Frank Vogel looks like he'll be the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns, coming to terms on a five-year contract. I'm sure over the next few days, we will find out the details. I told you that the Dallas Cowboys, not only are they the most valuable sports franchise on earth, approaching $10 billion, but they're also the most profitable sports team on earth. They're doing everything except for winning a title and a championship. So we have more to do as we continue on with the show. And then we talked about Von Miller. Von Miller, for whatever reason, when he talks about the Denver Broncos, he still says we. I guess old habits die hard, and he hasn't played enough games with Buffalo yet. All the best to Von Miller in his ACL tear recovery. He says he might be available for opening night, the New York Jets, September 11th, Monday Night Football, or he will get going later on in the year. As long as Von Miller comes back and gets sacks for the Buffalo Bills, I don't think anyone will care. And I'm going to get to the phone lines momentarily. We have a lot of callers here on the line. That's 855-212-4CBS. For the rest of the show, before I get out of here, I do want to share with you some comments made by Tom Brady about his son and whether or not he would want his son to go out and play football. So I'll share that with you. We spoke to Boxing Hall of Famer Andre Ward earlier this week. He has a documentary, The Book of Ward, that drops on Showtime, and it should be available right now. So I want to remind you about that documentary, and you'll hear again from Andre Ward as to why you should probably go ahead and check it out. Unfortunately, speaking of bad behavior with the Ja Morant scenario, Gervonta Tank Davis, one of the most dynamic boxers in the world of sports, just knocked out Ryan Garcia with a liver shot. You may not have known this, but a few years ago in the pandemic, November 2020, that Gervonta Davis, he had to plead guilty last month for issues from a car crash. He basically was involved in a hit and run. A pregnant woman was involved. Thank God nobody died. But he was sentenced to 90-day house arrest. And if you're Gervonta Tank Davis, you being on house arrest is probably not the worst of things. But here's the deal. He couldn't stay home. He stayed at a luxury hotel. He went to another home, allegedly of his trainer, Calvin Ford. And they called a hearing, and they put him in jail. And so instead of spending whatever was left on his house arrest, the 90 days, he's going to finish the rest of it out in jail. So he will be there for about 2.5 months, maybe all three. What do I know? I think his attorney said that there was no way that Gervonta Davis and his security detail were going to be able to stay in one home. And so he moved to a luxury hotel anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get to these phones. Let's go ahead and talk to Derek. He's calling from Nashville. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's up, JR? First of all, just want to shout out, say thank you for the show. Love it. You always keep it real, give good feedback, but I consider it. So I have just 2 points. So I'll be brief because I know we got other callers. First of all, the jaw thing I think is right on point. You know, there's a certain standard when – there's these whole things called contracts that some people just don't consider, and there are clauses in them, and there are things that actually matter, and you can breach them, and there are consequences for them. So, anyways, I'll move on. I kind of wanted to move on to, and you don't like this, so I'll be brief, but I think it was Maggie. I'm sorry if I forgot her name, but I'm with her on the new rules. Called me a baseball purist. Okay, no, not on the new rules. I like the new rules. I was not on them at first, but now I love them. Like, the games are faster. I can actually go to a game and, you know, make plans after and actually get to them. However, when it comes to umpires, I think it's a slippery slope. I think umpires, it's actually amazing how accurate they are, and I think there's an element of human error that I don't actually mind. And I think it's a slippery slope. Like, if we go umpires, then I think the next thing is maybe we don't need catchers. And maybe we don't need, you know, I don't know. Call me a purist. I appreciate your opinion. That's all I got. Thanks, JR.
Okay. Thank you, Derek, for calling from Nashville. I mean, there are issues that bother me more about baseball. And it has nothing to do with the robotic umpire. I can't stand the ghost runner at second for extra innings. Like, we're gifting people extra bases. Like, I can understand the pitch clock. And look, me personally, baseball could have stayed the same and never changed. It could be 3 hours. I would not care. Don't matter to me. But I can understand from a business perspective, trying to attract a younger audience, why you would want to speed things up, why you want more action. I think anybody would want more action. So all of that's fine. But the consistency with a strike zone, like, I'm fine. Like, why not? Like, make the strike zone bigger than for all of that. I don't need the human error there. It don't matter to me. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Phoenix. What's up, Brian?
Hey, JR. How you doing tonight?
I'm cool.
All right, man. You know, hey, first of all, I enjoy listening to your show. I listen as much as I can whenever I can. I think you're one of the best on the radio, and you keep me coming back listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem at all. So, hey, I'm just calling about Ja Morant, man. I'm just, you know, I think it's kind of sad. He's gotten caught twice, and, you know, you think he would learn his lesson the first time, but he's got to grow up and act like a real man. And because he's got, you know, he's got kids watching him, you know, and they're trying to, you know, they don't want to emulate what he does. You know what I mean? It's kind of silly that he would, you know, give up all that kind of money and to make a, you know, bad decision showing guns on internet and twice or whatever it was. And,
right,
you know, it's kind of sad. And I hope he, you know, can really figure it out, because that's a lot of money you're going to be losing just for silliness of showing a gun.
Look,
you know, I was glad to hear what you said about it. And I'm right there with you.
Well, thank you, Brian. He's going to have a lot of time to think about all of his decisions, because I think he's going to be missing half of the season. And then even outside of that, whatever he does in that time frame, I hope he gets more than the sham counseling that he got the first go round, where he just went away for a couple of days and boom, now he is learning how to deal with stress. It just reeked of BS. And everybody talks about him having to grow up. Oh, Ja Morant has to grow. Oh, Ja Morant has to be an adult. Man, what else he need to do? Like, when them checks cash, he's an adult, right? So let's not absolve him of his decision-making here. Let's not do that. Andre is here from New Hampshire. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, you are phenomenal at what you do, and you make my ride home from work even better, because I'm a jock at heart. And, JR, I was a kicker when I played football for 9 years, and regarding the NFL kickoff rule, I thought about it. I did my fair share of squib kicks, and when we look at the NFL, they can fair catch inside the 25-yard line, but here's the thing. You have 40 yards to work with. If you have a guy like a Justin Tucker and Evan McPherson or like a Harrison Butker, I think there's going to be that one special teams coach, JR, that's going to say, squib kick the heck out of the ball and make it bounce right before the 25-yard line and make it kangaroo hop inside the 25 and make it returnable. What do you think about that, JR? You know, like a good food for thought. Does that make sense?
How long does it take before the NFL adjusts to that rule? How long does it take
right.
before the kickoff is just eliminated completely?
I know, right?
How long does it take before a kicker's only job is to go for three or punt?
You bring up a great point, brother. Yeah, it's just so weird because I love what Andy Reid said. He's like, at some point we're going to be playing flag football, but I just thought about it because, like, I remember doing all those squib kicks, man. But yeah, I'm glad I called you about that, JR. Thank you so much, brother.
There's going to be an elimination, but let's think about this.
Yep.
The most times that we see a squib kick is at the end of a game, at the end of a half. You're trying to go for an onside. It can be a matter of field placement. What happens when the kicks are eliminated completely? What are you doing at the end of a game to try to get possession back? So the NFL is not stupid. I want to give them a little bit more credit than that. But we are certainly moving towards a point where, you know, there's no kickoffs. Are they just going to wake up and say, oh, man, we can only have kickoffs in the last 30 seconds or the last 2 minutes of a game? I don't know, but the NFL is going to be tinkering with its rules too.
Yes, sir.
Sucks too. Thank you, Andre, for calling from New Hampshire. It's bad, bad out here. Eric is calling from Kentucky. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How you doing, brother?
I'm very well.
Hey, I love your show, man. I'm a truck driver listening to you on the radio.
Thanks.
Yeah, but the question, I have two questions.
Uh-huh.
From the NBA and the NFL, why can't we have the East and the West MVP and NFL East and West? Why can't this be one?
Well, I don't think it's necessary, and the only reason the American League and the National League have its own separate MVPs is because they had separate rules. And I don't think that with all the talent and the frequency of which they play, I don't know if it makes sense to just have one MVP in baseball, so they have two. And I don't think basketball has rosters deep enough to do so. So why do you want to split it to East and West?
I mean, I'm just saying, because, you know, like the Joker did 3 years. I mean, not three MVPs only. Yeah, he's supposed to get three, but got two. And then you got your one from the East and the West, and you got Giannis and OB. He has the MVP just this year. So I just
want to say,
you know what
I think it would be watering it down to start handing out East MVP and West MVP. the NBA is it's not as big. It doesn't go on as long as Major League Baseball, where you have two leagues. For the most part, they had two separate sets of rules. You have a million pitchers. You have a million batters. I think it's fair in baseball to have it in such a way. I don't think it's fair to have it in the NBA that type of way. I don't think so at all.
Okay. I thank you very much, man.
Okay. No doubt about it. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. No doubt about it. Rob is calling from Massachusetts. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how are you, JR? First time caller. I love hearing your show.
Thanks.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about a couple things. We were talking about the situation with the umpires. I know a few people have mentioned it. For me, I mean, I don't know about those robot umpires, man. I mean, at the end of the day, that's all part of the game. I remember my sister growing up playing softball, and it was a whole technique of the catchers trying to learn how to frame a pitch right and just
right.
I don't know, the inhuman imperfections in the game just seem to, like, give it its character.
Well, let me ask you this, Rob. Whether I like it or you like it or neither of us like it, do you think one day baseball is going to have its strike zone called by a computer?
I mean, probably. I mean, I think eventually, you know, I mean, the business side of the game, I mean, you were talking about before. I mean, they're going to want to make things more expedient and precise. I mean,
it's going to happen. Is it going to happen in 2 years via assistance? Is it going to be fully automated in 10 to 15 years? Is it going to take 20? I don't think so. But whether I want it or you want it or whatever, it's inevitable, man. It's like everything else in life. It's going to change. It's going to happen. And in some way, shape, or form, it's just a matter of how long and when does it take place. It's gonna happen.
No, I agree. My only concern is what's going to happen to, you know, like I said.
Uh-oh. The robots didn't get him a new phone. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I apologize, boss.
It's okay, Rob.
But
go ahead, finish.
And, yep. And on the other side of the John Morant thing, I can't help but think of back in like 2015, 2016, the Martavis Bryant thing going over and over again. I mean, you know, people doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And I mean, even though it's legal where you are, I mean, you're a player, you represent the league, but it kind of reminded me of that whole situation. We used to say we could rely on Martavis Bryant to do something stupid every year.
Well, I mean, we can go down a list of people who do absolutely ridiculous things all over the world of sports. You want to talk about him, Martavis Bryant? What about someone like Plaxico Burress? I mean, what about Sebastian Telfair? What about Gilbert Arenas? It can go on and on and on and on and on. And you don't do what you need to do, or you screwing up, then you get the boot. It's really that simple. Marlon is calling from Florida. What's up, Marlon?
Hey, man. How you doing this late night, early morning?
Late night, early morning. It depends on...
Yeah, late night, early morning. I'm in Florida. It's 1:16 a.m. right now.
Okay. Well, good morning to you. What's up?
Thank you. I'm just calling to really see how you doing, JR. As the summer comes underway, the days get longer. It's Friday. How's your week been, man?
How has my week been? I made it. I'm here. Thank you. You're the first person to call just to see how I'm doing. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man. I really wanted to hear how you were doing. You know, everybody gets asked about. Why not JR?
Well, thank you. How kind, Marlon. I appreciate you. How you doing? Good?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
What are the plans right for the weekend?
Oh, man, resting before I got to go back to work on Monday.
Oh, no. Well, just quit.
Oh, no, I can't do that. Responsibility.
Yeah, you can. Oh, you could. You got bills?
Yeah.
Don't pay them.
Everybody got bills.
Don't pay them. What's the worst that could happen?
You go to jail.
You think you're going to go to jail by not paying your bills?
You could, depending on what bills you might have.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. It sound like some different bills, Marlon. Well, you go to work, okay?
Active. Have a good night, man.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you. He called to see how I was doing. He needs to pay his bills so he doesn't go to jail. I think I know what type of bills those are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, yes, I'll get to more of your calls, but I want you to hear from Tom Brady. Tom Brady spoke. He's been on a little of a bit of a media tour for the past few days, and Tom Brady talked about his son. Tom Brady talked about whether or not we just talked about football and the kickoff changing. Tom Brady talked about his own kid and whether or not he'd want him to play football. I think you might be surprised by the answer. You'll hear it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your phone calls in a bit. I do want to alert you to the comment made by Tom Brady. He didn't say anything nuts. He didn't say anything crazy. We do know that he confirmed again over the past 24 hours that he will not be returning to the NFL to play football. He has purchased a minority stake in the Las Vegas Raiders. That doesn't stop him from playing. Although all 32 owners would have to pretty much say yes to him getting back on the field. I don't think that's going to happen. And we don't know how much money Tom Brady put in. I can't imagine it is a massive amount. But if and whenever the Raiders do sell, probably never, whenever he decides to sell, he's going to make a nice profit. And he says he's going to get ready to get into the world of broadcasting for Fox next year. And so Tom Brady has been on a little bit of a media run over the past 24 hours. And yesterday, or earlier today, I should say, while speaking to ESPN, Tom Brady was asked about his sons. You know, we know that you, Tom Brady, you just said you don't want to return to the NFL and that you're done. But what about your 15-year-old son, Jack? What about your 13-year-old son, Benjamin? What are your thoughts on them following in your footsteps and trying to play football? This is what Tom Brady had to say as a result.
You know, I hope he finds the things in his life that allow him to get up every day, to be internally motivated, to work hard at something that he loves to do. I don't think football, in a lot of it, I wouldn't choose for him to do that because there's too many crazy expectations that people would put on him. Most of them probably very unfair, actually. So whatever path he chooses in life, for my son Benny or my daughter Vivi, whatever they choose, I'm there to support them just like my dad supported me. I was very lucky to find something I found that I love to do. And I grew up in the Bay Area, and I looked up to those great 49er teams of the 80s and 90s, and they were a big part of the reason why I ended up falling in love with the sport. And I had parents there that were to support my football journey by bringing me to camps and bringing me to throw at the football field late at night and early in the morning and bring me to workouts and support my dream. And I think that's what we as parents should do. We support our children's dreams, whatever they may be. It doesn't need to be sports. It could be whatever. It could be performing arts. It could be music. It could be, science. It could be law. It could be medicine. So, you know, I think that's part of being a parent is supporting your kids' dreams. And now that I've got more time on my hands, I'm very much looking forward to doing that as well.
Yeah. I think to follow in the footsteps of Tom Brady, unless you're the kicker, but let's be real, there's going to be an expectation that you throw the ball. And even if you don't throw the ball, even if you're a wide receiver, it's impossible. Football is just way too difficult. And we've seen famous families in the world of sports or in football. We see the Matthews family, but Tom Brady? Like, whatever his son does, he wouldn't live up to it. It's impossible, just about. And we've heard this more so with LeBron James over the past several years. LeBron wants to play with his son. Even more recently, he's talked about potentially playing with his younger son, Bryce. And even during the playoffs, LeBron James, towards the end, before the elimination, he was asked about still playing with Bronny and whether or not that was even realistic. We know he's going to USC, likely for a year, maybe longer. And LeBron James was asked about that still becoming a reality and whether or not he was serious about it still taking place. And this is what LeBron had to say.
No, I was serious. And I'm still serious about it. Obviously, I got to continue to keep my body and my mind fresh. I think my mind, most importantly, if my mind go, then my body would just be like, okay, what are we doing? So, at the end of the day, either if I am or if I'm not, I've done what I had to do in this league. And, my son is going to take his journey. And whatever his journey, however his journey lay out, he's going to do what's best for him. And as his dad, his mom Savannah, and his brother and sister, we're going to support him in whatever he decides to do. So just because that's my aspiration and my goal doesn't mean it's his. So, I'm absolutely okay with that. My job is to support my son and whatever he wants to do. Support my youngest son, Bryce, support my daughter in Zuri, whatever they want to do, and then go from there. So, one thing about being a parent, if any parents out here, it's not about always what you want. It's about listening to your kids and what they want. That's when you get a real relationship with them. So you understand that if you have kids.
Well, Tom Brady, LeBron James basically echoing the same sentiments is that, yeah, I'll support my kids in whatever the hell it is that they want to do. If it happens to be in sports or elsewhere, then more power to them. It's their life to live. That seems to be a little bit, and I don't want to say a softer stance from LeBron James, but a more nuanced response than what he has said in the past, where it's just, I want to play with my son. I want to play with my son. We have never, ever, and to his credit, LeBron and his family's credit, we've never really even heard from Bronny, ever. I think he's done one interview surrounding the McDonald's All-American game. The guy doesn't talk, which is good. They've been able to maintain some sense of privacy for him. And for Tom Brady, his kids are younger. But this is good. And I don't know who would be more difficult. I guess Tom Brady. I think in the NBA, everybody can fit in a role and still be a success, okay? I don't think anybody's expecting Bronny to be LeBron by any stretch of the imagination. But for Tom Brady's son, it's hard enough trying to play football. There'd be no guarantees, even if he tried to play, that he'd get in or that he'd even play on a college team. And so I think it's good for Tom Brady to encourage your kids to do something else. And after blowing out ACLs and having concussions and getting smacked around, send your kid to do something else. I agree with Tom Brady there, and I agree with LeBron. Hey, if Bronny says, hey, Dad, I want to stay in school for 3 years, then tough for LeBron. Welcome to life where your kids get older and they eventually make their own choices. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to tell you about the Chicago Bears, and then I want you to hear from Andre Ward from the Boxing Hall of Fame, one of the greatest fighters ever.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Speaking about you personally, I think you're terrific. I really do. I'm a devotee of sports radio, 70 years old. All over the country, I've listened to a lot of them, and you're right up there. You really do a great job. I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, my God. Where's the time gone? Where the hell did it go? Like, we've had a full show. We spoke to Alex English, Nuggets legend, Basketball Hall of Famer. We've talked about Tom Brady's. Like, man, I don't want my son playing football, but, you know, I'll support my son whatever he does. LeBron James pretty much said the same thing. We talked about Jokic. We talked about Frank Vogel becoming the new head coach, finalizing an agreement to coach the Suns with Durant and Booker. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys not only being the most valuable sports franchise on earth, but I guess this goes hand in hand. They're also the most profitable. We talked about Russell Wilson. When the opportunity presented itself for Russell Wilson to join the Philadelphia Eagles, Russell Wilson said no. And that's probably good for him because Eagles fans would have destroyed him. We talked about Adam Silver. He said the punishment coming to Ja Morant doesn't have anything to do with the law. It has nothing to do with his rights. It has everything to do with his contract in the NBA. And the fact that he signed and said, hey, I promise not to be a jackass, and waving a gun around happens to fall in that jackass category. We talked about Gervonta Tank Davis violating house arrest for a hit and run, and now he is behind bars. It's just a wild world. Von Miller talks about the Broncos like he is still on the Broncos. And you know what? Let's just get into this now. Earlier this week, we had a conversation with boxing, international boxing Hall of Famer Andre Ward. He joined us earlier this week. In 2017, he decided to call it quits. He was 33 years old. He had a record of 32-0. He just beat up on Kovalev. And tonight, actually, a documentary came out on Showtime. It's called SOG, The Book of Ward. And if you are a boxing fan or if you're not, I encourage you to go ahead and check this out because Andre's story is amazing. Growing up in Oakland, and unfortunately, his mom was on drugs. His dad had his issues. His father had passed away. At one point in time, Andre Ward himself was selling drugs. And this was not too long before he started his professional career. He's also the last American boxer to win gold. And we have to go all the way back to Athens, Greece, to see a boxer walk away with some gold representing the United States of America. And so this is not just a sports documentary. It's not just a boxing documentary. LeBron James and Maverick Carter were the two individuals who helped lead the production for this. And we had a full interview with Andre earlier this week, but I want to replay you this portion right here as to why Andre decided now to reveal so much about his personal life. And I give him credit. It's because Andre wants to inspire others. Take a listen.
I wanted to start to curate and create my story because it was just time. You know, when I first came into the pro ranks, excuse me, toward the end of my amateur career heading into the pro ranks in 2004, when the world first got wind of me, you know, I was fresh off the streets. I just gave my life back to God and I was trying to figure things out. And I'm also an 80s baby. You know, I was raised to, we don't share our personal business. And it's not, you know, it's more just out of respect. Like, that's family business. So that was my mindset going in. Plus, I wasn't ready. You know, things were still fresh. You know, I didn't know if I had permission to tell my mother's story. My father had passed and didn't know how to reconcile that. But you get to a place as you get older and you get more mature where I started to feel like it would be selfish to not share my struggles and what I've overcome in hopes to try to help somebody.
You know what? I saw the documentary. I got a screener of it. And I followed his career. And I've also spoken and interviewed Andre and met him. And there were things in the documentary that I heard, I saw, stories that he told that I went, damn, that I didn't know that about Andre. And this was prior to stardom. and everything that's taken place and happened to him in life, it makes everything that's happened to him and what he's doing for others even more incredible. So go check out Andre Ward's documentary, The Book of Ward, on Showtime. You don't have to be a boxing fan. You don't even have to be a sports fan to appreciate his story. Andre Ward is really, truly one of the good guys that I've ever passed through in professional sports, and that just goes into hundreds. 855-212-4CBS. Aaron is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say I've never been a Tom Brady fan, but everything he said about your kids and being a father and everything, it really hits home. I mean, there's you see it throughout professional sports. There's all kind of players that try to live up to their father's legacy and whatnot. And as a father, I didn't play professional sports, but it's something that you don't want your kids to fall in trying to live in your footsteps when they have something to live for. You might have been the best at something or whatever it might have been, but he spoke true when he's saying it's all about your children. It's not about what you did in life, right, or anything like that.
Yep. You want to – you definitely, anyone, you want to set your kids up for them to have their own future and their own success, whether or not they're taking lessons from you and applying it to themselves or we all, as far as I know, we got one life to live. And when you have kids, you want to make sure that you lay out the best groundwork possible for them to have a fruitful and happy life. Thank you, Aaron, for calling from Houston. Russell is calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, on the point of the Cowboys being so profitable, I feel like a part of that has to do with them being on major airways and major media, whether they're bad, average, or good. There are a lot of times where the Cowboys will be on a losing streak and they'll be talked about every day. And those type of things I feel like contribute to them being profitable because
absolutely.
Whether they're good or bad, we're always
absolutely.
Talking
about the Cowboys. Well, this is the key there. And thank you, Russell, for calling from Rochester. It boils down to marketing. It goes down to marketing. And Jerry Jones, regardless of how you feel about him as a general manager, a president, an owner, he has marketed this team just in a ridiculous way. He has branded this team in a ridiculous way, that win, lose, or draw, that they are always going to be relevant, and he spares no expense. I mean, if you've been up in Frisco and you've checked out their facility, and he's built an entire mall and an entire complex and a practice facility and a space for high school students. It's everything is there. He's done an excellent job. He is an excellent businessman, regardless of how anyone feels about him as a GM. Kerry is calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good morning, JR, man. That's a great show. On Ja Morant, man, away from the basketball player, I really hope whatever punishment he gets serves as kind of an intervention, because it's not just his right to hold the gun, man. He's kind of presented himself that he lets it be known he's got one, and I feel, being as popular as he is, that's putting kind of a mark on him that now anybody he encounters knows he has it, and he's put himself in a bad situation, and him and the people around him in a dangerous spot. Because the world these days is crazy, man.
Correct.
And I hope it really gets – forget basketball. I hope as a man it corrects some things before he ends up in a bad spot or getting hurt.
Yep, I agree.
That's the main thing I hope comes out of it. And real quick on the baseball thing, I think the computerized strike zone's coming. I got no problem with that. And like you said on the extra innings, the ghost runner on second is terrible. I'd rather see him play one extra inning, do a coin toss, whoever wins it bats first the rest of the game, and sudden death, first team scores wins.
Oh,
that'll
damn
get some excitement in.
Are you switching? You switching it up even more, Kerry? Damn.
But I just think that would put something into the extra innings, and then it'd still reduce it quicker. You know, at that point, first team scores wins.
I'd be okay if they just backed it up another inning. So instead of starting the stupid ass ghost runner at 10, maybe push it to 11. I'd be okay with that. Thank you, Kerry, for calling from Mississippi. Dwayne is calling from the Bay. What's up, Dwayne? Quickly.
You know, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. You know, with John Moran, he's got to just learn lessons as a young man. You know, a young millionaire who's surrounded by guys who, you know, got him in obviously in some bad situations, I feel like. He needs to know that he's an employee. You know, he's being a horrible employee. You know, I'm a number one salesman. I sell furniture for a living. And I learned early that I can't get away with everything just because of that. Because at some point they're going to say, we don't need you that bad.
Yeah. What else you got? You got to go quick, Dwayne.
All right. Well, that's all I want to say about John. And as far as baseball, I don't like the rule changes. The purity of the game, the integrity of the game is being compromised in so many ways that I just feel like, you know, the game ain't pure. So that's all I want to say, JR.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dwayne, for calling from the Bay. Yeah, it got to change, though. The game isn't just for you or my generation or anybody else's. It has to grow. It has to be embraced by younger generations so it still can exist into the future. That's just the name of the game. Hey, thank you so much to everybody that's locked in, tuned in tonight. We've had a busy night, a busy week, even coming off of the holiday. Thank you so much to Nuggets and NBA and basketball legend Alex English for joining us tonight. Thank you again to Andre Ward for joining us. Thank you to Wendell Carter Jr. from the Orlando Magic for joining us. We know that the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, the finals, I should say, get going on Saturday night between the Golden Knights and then the Panthers. And then we have game two of the NBA Finals. That is Sunday night between the Miami Heat again and the Nuggets. I'll be back with you here on Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always tune in anywhere, anytime, and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. That's the same if you've missed a minute tonight. And if you want more JR, I'll be on the air tomorrow in New York City starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're not in New York City to listen to WFAN, guess where you can listen? The free Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can check out the interviews and pictures and photos, etc., from some of the things that we've talked about throughout the week. Hey, Shep, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Appreciate you, JR. Have a great show on Saturday, man.
No doubt about it. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap, but don't go anywhere. Ryan Hickey, he's coming up next. He's awesome.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
The finals are here, and the biggest assist is happening off the court. BetQL has the best sportsbook deals, bonus offers, and exclusive access to risk-free bets, giving you more bang for your basketball buck. Visit BetQL to unlock special offers and finish the season on a winning note. Whether you're riding with the Joker in Denver or playoff Jimmy in Miami, BetQL's bonus offers can be the alley to your sports betting oop. Go to BetQL.com/hoops to take advantage of these exclusive offers. That's BetQL.com/hoops.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Want to make waves on a free Sea-Doo this summer? Stop by the Pepsi display at your local Walmart to find out how you can win.